we wanted to cover today a couple of things, but the big one is insurance. Mm-hmm. So we want to talk a little roundup about the markets and some other things, but we'll hold that to the end and dive into insurance. And one of the reasons is we've never significantly covered insurance on the Salieri Report. Mm-hmm. I think it's a very important topic, one that I wanted to do well. And so I've been waiting for somebody who I feel understands both insurance and general financial planning and understands what's really going on in the world.
Yeah.
It's very easy to find insurance experts who don't understand what's going on in the world, and it's a lethal combination.
Yeah, it can be. Yeah,
it can be. So I'm very pleased.
I tell people that usually when I'm speaking to them about insurance, it's usually the first time they're speaking to somebody about insurance who isn't trying to sell it to them at the same time.
Right, right. And that's important. I think insurance can be an outstanding and excellent tool. And it's a tool we all, I believe we all need. Mm-hmm. But it can drain a huge amount of money. If you do it improperly, it can waste a great deal of money.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right. Now, what I've found is there's tremendous variability in the quality of insurance company. So... And it is reflected in the pricing. If you get a pricing from an insurance company, which is an excellent credit rating and is really, I would say, is one of the best, mm-hmm. it's much more expensive than the others. And so this is an area where you want to think very carefully about price because you want a life insurance policy that's going to last.
Yeah. And if you understand that, you can not blindly but partially think of the price of the insurance as an indication of quality. You have to do the due diligence to verify that.
Right.
But you're right that the higher credits, the better. And the reason you care about that is that if the insurance has to pay out, you want to make sure it's going to pay out.
Right.
You know, there are trusted insurance people out
right.
there. And they do sell products, so that's fine. You have to find somebody that's reliable. And how do you do that? I think it's like anything else. It's like the questions we listed in the last time with insurance. You have to ask them to disclose how they get the elephant in the room on the table. How do you get paid? Do you only represent one insurance company or do you look at a bunch of different ones,
right.
Which is either a captive agent when they sell only one company or a broker that sells multiple companies?
So last quarter we went through how to find a financial planner, how to find a financial professional.
Yes.
And so if anybody wants to go back and listen to that, they can. You are responsible to make sure that your financial provider institution has integrity, and you're going to have to take the time to learn how to do that and to find and vet people, which we can all do.
Everybody can do it. I think if you could just get over that initial hurdle to start taking action and ask for help, and then evaluate the help. There's the old saying, I think, from Ronald Reagan that said, trust but verify.
Right.
Which means don't trust anybody, or trust it,
right.
but check it.
But trust that you can understand it.
Yes.
Trust that I can get intellectual mastery of this issue.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so quality matters tremendously. Mm-hmm. And it's very important with life insurance to understand why you need it and why you want it. And I think for people who can afford to self-insure, do it at some point because it's not economic.
Yeah.
So risk in the general environment is going up.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that makes insurance even more important.
Yes. Yeah, I would agree.
Right. And it also makes it more important to sit back and look at all your risk and how you're managing your risk and say, proactively, what's the best way to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to change when and how I drive? Do I want to, I'm always telling people you don't need an investment strategy, you need a war strategy.
Yeah.
And I feel that way because I really feel that the risk, I've had more people report that they or someone they know was in a car accident and the other guy didn't have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not even just the health issues. It's even just things like phones, people looking at their phones while they're driving.
Right.
I've seen people on the phone and I assume that they're a drunk driver and I drive next to them. They're just looking at a phone.
Wow.
They appear the same from behind. They're weaving.
Right.
They're like, it's crazy.